Good afternoon. It is now 9:20 on Monday, the 9th of July, 2012. This is Liam XN recording on Audio Boo. Oh, dear. That's a great way to open Boo. Oh, dear. The first personal words I say, ones of woe. The reason why I've come to you this evening is one of distress and despair and frustration, I think is the best word for this. In this Boo, I'm wanting to talk about something that I've been doing as a project for the... Well, I'm supposed to have been working on it for the last couple of weeks, and I have just started it today. It's an Italian theatre concept called Commedia dell'Arte. I am going to spend this Boo talking all about it. Okay, right, and we will begin. Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Commedia dell'Arte. It sometimes translates as comedy of art, comedy of craft, comedy of the craft of improvisation. And that's the one that I wanted to talk about the most. The origins, then. This concept refers to more the manner of the actual acting than it does to the subject with which is being performed. So it's about how you would act, not what you're acting about. It's very physical. This element of theatre originated in Italy around the 1400s, sustaining popularity until the 1800s. It manifested itself in comedy and was the most commonly performed, and it was most commonly performed on city streets, although in some cases it did expand into larger venues. The practice used many elements which kept it diverse. It had music, dance, comical dialogue and props. Now, you're probably thinking, wow, that sounds very complicated. Actually, they were very simplistic about what they were performing. They were just using little bread and butter, very simplistic things, but lots of little things which made it look quite... Well, made it seem quite complex. In essence, though, it was very, very... just very bread and butter. Performs on temporary stages in outdoor spaces, for example. It made it so that the physicality of the performers was what made it have great impact. The actors had to put in most of the effort because you can have a good performance, you can have a good stage that has poor acting on it, and you still think, "Ooh, that's fancy." This is all on the actors, and they're in the foreground. The Commedia dell'Arte was very strict in its demand for ensemble work. The performers were provided with a contextual background to the scenario that they would then have to improvise around, communicating with other performers and the audience. They would be given a background, and they would have to act around that with improvisation and their own creative skill. It included musical outbursts and improvised dialogue to vary the performance. So it wouldn't all be acting. There's lots and lots of culture that is crammed into it from kind of mid-Europe. Frequently, they would wear masks while performing. This would block out their facial expressions, forcing the actors to display their characters' emotions through physical emotion alone. So it was all based on how they would perform rather than how they looked. It was all... Their characters brought to life by their body. Actors in Commedia dell'Arte portrayed what were known as stock characters. These characters were very specific. Another term for them would be stereotype. They're your typical characters in Italy at this time. About.com said, "Foolish old men, devious servants, or military officers full of false bravado." Basically, they'd just take lots of different contrasting characters and fit them together. The characters are commonly split up into three main roles. The servants, these also referred to as the Zanni, which is they're the lesser people. The main characters included Alecchino, Brighella, and Pedrolino. And then they also have, as well as the servants, they're the master and the innamorati, which are also known as the lovers. And then what I'm preparing now, which is the big chunky bit, is each character from Alecchino to Brighella, and then I've got more to do, the captain, for instance. It's such a confusing thing, because it's very difficult to understand. It's very theoretical. I mean, it's theatre, but it's very theoretical still. And that's what I find quite intimidating about it. It's all very, very complex and specific. Now, as ever, I'm trying to incorporate now breaks into my booze, and I'm going to be promoting different things that I think I would like to share with you. This episode, I'm promoting something very, very dear to me. A friend of mine who is a musician, who is just developing, just budding.
Night falls like rain. Soft, beautiful, and strange. Angels whisper in the wild grass. All things shall pass. I will go up the mountain. I will speak to my soul, and I will put on my long, my white.
So this is Maggie Smith. When I say Maggie Smith, I do not mean Maggie Smith as in the legendary British actor. I mean Maggie Smith, the singer from Canada, who I know. She's got an album called Love, Change, Surrender, which was released, I think it was September 2011? Oh, God, she's going to kill me. Anyway, she's released this album, and it's very, very good. It's very oriental, very... it's a mixture of pop and folk and country, and it's very, very creative. I love it. And I will post a link to her Facebook page. She's doing something else, project related, which I'll put in the description. All right, and that hence is the end of the boo. It's quite a shame, to be honest with you, that I haven't actually had more to talk about. I swear that doesn't happen often. I mean, you know me too well, don't you? There's always something I ramble on about. Still can't get over the fun side to this jingle. Again, Mark Cook, Funk the Blues. Are you bobbing your head in front of the microphone right now? Hell, I am. No, you don't have a microphone in front of your face, so why would you? Anyway, I think we will call that a day. I'd like to thank you for listening to this boo. And I'll be back again with some more ramblings next time. If you dare.